Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast, presented by BetOnline.ag. I'm Yo Legazzo. I'm joined by my brother, John Webb, today. So, a couple things to talk about today, John Webb. Rajon Rondo, he has returned. It's the return of Rajon Rondo, and he's back on the Lakers squad. And then we're going to talk a little bit about news that came out today about our new big man, DeAndre Jordan. So yeah, we'll react to a little more about that later after the break. But let's go ahead and talk about Rajon Rondo. He's returned. He's already had his introductory press conference, and yeah, I mean, basically what happened, he was with the Clippers, got traded to the Grizzlies, then got bought out, and now he signed the vet minimum with the Lakers. By the way, John, I'm like, Rondo, like, this is less than a year ago that he was with us and he was killing it, like, playoff Rondo. But since then, since we've won the championship, he's jumped around from three other teams. He signed with the Hawks,
right?
Got traded to the Clippers. This offseason, got traded to Memphis, and then basically came back to the Lakers. It's like, it's been a weird year for him.
I know, man.
But yeah, I mean, let me get your reaction on that. I don't know if you're going to talk about what he said on the introductory press conference that he had this week. But let me get your reaction.
I mean, Rondo said all the right things, but do you expect any less from him? For a guy that's been in four teams in the last year, it was classy, right? It was super classy. He just wanted to feel wanted. And last time we talked on the show, last time I hopped on the show, I tried convincing everyone that Rajon Rondo to the Lakers for a second stint was an absolutely great idea. Shortly after that, we lost Jared Dudley, and I doubled down on getting Rondo back, not because I expect playoff Rondo, you know, not because like of his play, but because of that player coach that we need on that bench. Someone that can call anyone out, like whose bark has not only teeth, but a bite to it.
Yeah, man, I think you're right. I was thinking about that because really, like, after Russell Westbrook after obviously LeBron James, these are our playmaking dudes, right? After them, the two guys that would have to pick up the slack for playmaking duties would be Kendrick Nunn and THT, right? THT showed a lot that last year that and he showed us that he can command the offense by himself, but obviously with mistakes. He's still young. He has lots of room to grow. And yeah, I think just there's a lot. He still has a lot of ways to go in playmaking and shot creation, that aspect of his game. Although he's improved a lot since his rookie year.
That's true.
With Nunn, he's a score first guard. Like honestly, he's a score first guard. He's out there trying to get buckets. And so you know, giving him that playmaking duty right after Russell Westbrook, it's really outside of his zone. And, you know, he's going to have to learn, and it's going to be a learning curve for him, even though I know he's sort of done that with the Miami Heat when he was there. So I think Rondo was a perfect move because, first off, I think this will, because, you know, I think Rondo will provide some sort of like you said, like mentorship for THT and for Kendrick Nunn to sort of help them learn that aspect of the game to some extent, because playmaking, shot creation, you gotta have a lot of, like, it's hard to learn that kind of stuff.
It takes time.
It takes time.
It's a process.
It's a process, right? Right, and like Rondo, when I think of like his IQ, right? He has incredible basketball IQ, like none other, comparable to even LeBron James, right? Mm-hmm. And I just think, like you were saying, like he I think he's gonna be a really great leader for THT, for Kendrick Nunn. And you know what, like now that I think about it, like even in the postseason, when we get to the postseason next year, I think we might even see more Rondo out there just because of his reliability and the trust factor, right? Like LeBron and AD likely trust them more than having THT and Nunn out there, as a backup to sort of create for them. But we never know, right? Maybe THT, Kendrick Nunn will take a big step, right, mm-hmm. this season and show us that they can handle it on their own. And maybe that's because Rondo's there with them to help them and guide them.
Yeah, I'm in the mindset that we didn't sign Rondo so much for his play. We didn't sign him for what he may or can still deliver on the court so much as what he can offer off the floor. On the bench, it's a presence thing for me, a calming presence almost. There is still Playoff Rondo, right? I know he hates that nickname given to him, but it's a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah, when it's time to win a championship, he shows up. So having that calming presence, having that respectable figure on the bench with those guys, like you mentioned, THT, Nunn, it's going to be great. But even with all that, I think what Rondo alluded to a year ago and you alluded to just now still applies. Provided the Lakers are healthy, there's no team that can compete with the Lakers IQ for 7 games straight with LeBron and Rondo in that team. There just isn't.
I mean, it's insane. I really like that Rondo move. And I know you were talking a little bit about you know, him being more of that role player, like the Jared Dudley, right? The coaching kind of aspect of it, and that sort of locker room presence guy, right? Kind of thing. But I don't know. For me, I think we might even see like Rajon Rondo out there in the regular season more than we would expect, just because I think AD likes him too much. This was the time with the Pelicans. We heard this week, right, that he was reportedly frustrated with Dennis Schroeder for not getting him enough lobs all season long.
Well, Dennis can't pass. I've said that before.
Right. So, like, having someone like Rondo back, I think this might be. I mean, already having Russell Westbrook, right? And then having Rondo here as well. I think AD is going to have a big year. I mean, this is the impact I think that Rondo could have in the Lakers is that AD could have a big year, could return to form that he was when he was in the bubble. I mean, you think about, you know, coming out of talking about Rondo real quick, just putting that aside, like Russell Westbrook, right? This guy who was the guy who made guys like former Lake Mo Wagner and guys like Steven Adams have career years because he could lob it to them. He could assist and give him that sort of thing. And then adding Rajon Rondo, who could do the same thing to some extent, even better than what Russell Westbrook could do in terms of playmaking and shot creation. Big thing. So sure. I don't know.
For sure.
We'll see how many minutes he's getting. Cause you know, THT signed a big contract. I'm sure that the Lakers will try to focus him on him and get him, you know, more accustomed to being that guy coming off the bench and playmaking for after Russell Westbrook.
For sure. I think what this is going to do is just create a place for THT to learn from all aspects, right? You now have LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Rajon Rondo on the same team. Think about the facilitating that's going on. It's going to be wild. I feel like THT's game is going to have another leap this year.
So yeah, I mean, I think we're both agreed. We like the move to bring back Rajon Rondo. And he's switching to number 4 to Caruso's number. So I don't know how I feel about that. I think Bazemore should have given up the number 9. Because that's Rondo's number 9. It's going to be weird to see Rondo in number 4. Caruso's number, because Caruso should have, I mean, his jersey should have been retired or no, you know, like saved to be retired.
Nah. Building a statue already.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break though. And when we come back, we'll talk about DeAndre Jordan and react to that. So stay tuned, guys, and we'll talk to you guys soon. I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player and Laker legend Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. I was reading this press release about how he started taking a pH balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what's really helped him bounce back. He even said, quote, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up," close quote. I couldn't agree more with Lamar. And after watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working out for him. Cool thing is that we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout, you'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. That product retails at $13.99, so I'd say it's worth it. Again, head to balance7.com and use promo code BELIEVE at checkout to get in on this promotion. If it worked for him, I'm sure it can work for you. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Hashtag Lakers podcast. I'm here with my brother, John Webb. And yeah, let's talk about DeAndre Jordan. It was reported that DJ is expected to sign a one-year, $2.6 million deal, the vet minimum, with the Lakers after he clears waivers. For those who don't know, he was traded from the Nets to the Pistons, and then the Pistons bought him out a couple hours later. I think it was a good trade for, obviously, the Nets. I think they got some benefits from that, clearing up cap space and giving, I think the report was that they would get an opportunity to use an MLE, and they're saving some taxes there. But I don't know what the Pistons are doing. Why would they trade? But whatever. I mean, it would have been the same. I think the Lakers were going to sign DeAndre Jordan, whether they were bought out with the Nets or any other team. But yeah, let me get your reaction to him joining the Lakers squad.
Again, I talked the last show we were on together about DJ, and now it's a great move for the Lakers redundancy-wise. I think bringing DeAndre to the fold gives us that 1-2 punch at the center we enjoyed in 2019-2020 with Dwight and Vale. It's almost the same dynamic, and you have two guys that have vertical spacing capabilities, averaging a block a game and over half a dozen rebounds. That's the type of prototype center that we need. They already have a solid field goal percentage, but pair them up with a playmaker and ones that are deadly, absolutely deadly in a pick and roll. I mean, any team that goes against the Lakers, good luck.
Yeah, dude. I'm a wait and see kind of guy. I think that's my reaction to DeAndre Jordan. Just because I think I like the move, but I want to wait and see what happens, because sure, he posted 21 minutes per game last season, showing that, he still has it in him to play NBA games. He's played.
Longevity.
Right. And he was in the starting lineup. He was in the rotation. But that kind of sort of dipped during the later stages of last season, and particularly like the postseason, because he didn't feature at all in the final 16 regular season games and the postseason games for the Nets at all. So I think that's a concern, but maybe that was because of the roster construction of the Nets and what they wanted to sort of build, and kind of leaning more into that small ball kind of play with Steve Nash and his coaching staff. So we'll see. I mean, that's why I'm saying, well, I want to wait and see. I like the vet minimum. I obviously wouldn't pay more than that for this. And I like that we are going back to that Dwight and JaVale sort of strategy. Although, I don't know who has more jump today, JaVale or DeAndre Jordan. I guess we'll have to see what happens there. But what do you think sort of, we've talked about JaVale and Dwight going back to that with DeAndre and Dwight, going back to that identity where we dunked on everybody in 2019-2020, right? The Lakers tried to pummel you to death, basically, with the constant attack at the rim. I think that was the plan. I mean, I don't know how many times we saw lobs and attacking the rim that year. I mean, and it looks like, I think with this move, like we've been saying, I think that's it's a signal that we're returning there. But let me ask you about Marc Gasol. What does this signal for him?
I mean, we don't know what he's going to do, right? Maybe Rob does, but I think having a guy like Marc Gasol is going to be beneficial. If he decides to stay, it's going to be beneficial. If he leaves, then we have that redundancy at center. So for us, for Rob Pelinka, this was the right move, because we don't know what Mark's going to do. But Ioa, think about this, right? Dwight Howard averaged a field goal percentage of 73% in 2019 with us, with the Lakers. Then he goes to the 76ers and it drops to 59%. That's a big difference. And it's the quality of playmaking involved. Now, think about DeAndre Jordan, right? Who didn't have James Harden in 2020, but his field goal percentage was 67%. Then with Harden on the team, 76%. You see what I'm saying? It's like these two centers thrive with playmakers. And we have three of the top 10 playmakers in the NBA right now on our team. Three in the top 15 all time. Like I'm saying, like assist leaders all time. We have three of the top 15 right now. Players who have made careers out of passing the ball at an elite level with two centers that absolutely flourish in those environments. So I'm excited. And then think about having Marc Gasol on the floor with one of these guys. It's going to be interesting too, because the playmaking IQ on Marc is off the charts as well.
Yeah, those backdoor cuts, man.
Absolutely. Just lob it up. He's 7 foot. He could just look over other forwards.
That would, I mean, we might have to do another pod thinking about, you know, who would be the contenders in the West and sort of how we sort of match up with them. We'd have to do another pod about that. But I think that's it'd be interesting to see a Dwight and Gasol lineup.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that with these three, you know, add Mark four playmakers we have on the team. Well, really just three, right? Three top 15 playmakers. You could actually plug and play the players that we have in our roster to complement those three guys, right? So you could actually have a squad of, you know, players led by Westbrook, a squad led by LeBron, and a squad led by Rajon Rondo on the team, and then plug and play those two playmakers wherever you want. And it's the IQ game in this team is so high right now.
Yeah, man. No, I do hope that Marc Gasol stays. Not only because I think he'll benefit this team in terms of his playmaking, in terms of his the skill set, the different skill set that he has compared to Dwight and DeAndre Jordan, right? And spacing the floor. At times maybe we'll need to have that. So yeah, I hope he does stay. We'll see what happens. I mean, there were links that he may not return, even links to maybe joining the European team, or even other rumors out there that he might even just retire. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens with him. I do want him to stay, like I said. I think another thing that I do want to ask you is, what does this signal to, like acquiring DeAndre Jordan? What does this signal to Anthony Davis? There were reports earlier in the offseason that he would be willing to play more of the five this next season, or something to that extent, that he would, you know, the Lakers were making a push to do that.
Listen, I think he still plays the five at the closing, right? Because him at the five as a closer is absolutely deadly.
I mean, let's hope so. I mean, yeah, that's his best position, honestly.
Well, there's not a lot of centers that can keep up with Anthony Davis.
Right.
Not even power forwards that can keep up with Anthony Davis. So if he's healthy and he's playing to the level that we know he can play at, which he was playing last season right before he got injured, it's going to be great. And he's going to be at a spot where he has playmakers who can recognize and put him in positions where he could absolutely, absolutely take over the game.
I mean, I just think that adding DeAndre Jordan, I think this might signal that he might not play a lot of the five in the regular season, but like the postseason changes. because you pull out your best match, your best lineup for any given matchup that you are having. And most of the time, 88 to 5 is going to be your best lineup.
Yeah, it's gonna come down to defense. You have Frank Vogel as the coach. You have a very defensive-minded approach. So it's going to come down to who can close the end of the games with the highest defensive efficiency.
And that's a wait and see. That's a to be determined because we don't have Caruso. So who's going to pick that up? There's Trevor Ariza, obviously. But what about the guards? We have Rajon Rondo who can guard pretty well. It just remains to be seen. Who's that closing five? I guess that's another podcast that we can have.
Austin Reeves, man.
Austin Reeves closing five. Okay.
Yeah, man. Austin Reeves.
Not Russ, huh?
yeah, man. Hustle. The hustle stat is so underrated.
All right. Let's do it. Let's just throw in Mac McClung in there too.
Absolutely.
All right. I think that does it for today, guys. Guys, if you guys haven't caught our player previews, we have a few already. Go check them out. I think they were good conversations. We tried to pick guests who were covering those players last season. For example, we had guys covering the Miami Heat come over and talk about Kendrick Nunn and Trevor Ariza. Go check those out. I think you guys are really going to enjoy them. But yeah, I think, again, that does it for today. Guys, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews that help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.